everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series. It is so wonderful to be alive right about now. It's such a beautiful time. Welcome to our precious and amazing global listening family. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host and the creator of this series. Today we're joining together to prepare for the great cosmic event of December 21st. This is a transmission of energy, light, love, and information intended to support you during this powerful time. The great cosmic event of the winter solstice is finally upon us. In this year of new beginnings, we've been awaiting the culmination of the greatest infusion of light ever before seen on this planet to finally complete on December 21st. The great particle convergence and emergence that began as a powerful total solar eclipse on August 21st is now coming to fruition, bringing the fullness of all of its gifts to us, to our Earth, the solar system, galaxy, universe, and beyond. This time that we're in, it's an extraordinary opportunity for personal and collective enlightenment. Enlightened particles from the galactic heart and the higher dimensions of creation are converging to weave together new timelines of divine perfection for us all. So are you ready to become all that you can be? Well, I certainly hope so. I'm very grateful that you're here, and I'm grateful to be here with you because this is a week filled with cosmic events. It's filled with golden opportunity for our highest expression with the solstice gateway and the particle emergence window. It's time for a new record, a new expression for our planet and our species. And this is all tied to the divinely designed plan for an evolution and upgrade for all life within this galaxy. It's all tied to our ascension and the creation of new Earth, the collapsing of the old and the building of the new Earth consciousness, as well as the reunion with our multi-galactic heritage. Multi-galactic communion and connection is being offered right now, and it's what we're opening into. We're birthing into being a new cycle of creation. So I invite you to breathe in the light and intend right here and now to join together in a magical, radiant circle of light with all of the beautiful beings who have gathered here today. Realize with this intention, this visualization, realize how powerful it is. There has been a transmuting, and that sound has been a transmuting and transfiguring of energy that has been occurring specifically since the particle convergence in August. And we've seen this reflected with all the hurricanes, the fires, the floods occurring on our planet. This is also happening inside us and in our personal lives, which I can attest to firsthand. Last week, I felt very strongly called to coordinate the show today, and I invited my dear soul sister, Cynthia Cheris, to be here. She will join me and be with us in just a few minutes. Yet I feel called to share a bit more information that has come through me first. I knew it was time to come together with all of you as a community to offer you, first of all, tremendous waves of love and light and information and support because so much is happening. It's a powerfully significant time for our planet and for all of us, and we are here to assist Earth in this ascension portal. It's the time to unify our consciousness so that we can support the higher frequencies of light that are streaming in to this planet and accelerate human evolution at this time. Now, August 21st was the opening of this energy portal with the particle convergence, and we're now entering into the December 21st particle emergence. This is a portal, a portal for a huge consciousness shift and acceleration on our planet. And this portal is bringing about a massive, massive influx of light. Now, these infusions of light are streaming in from the galactic core into our Earth grids. And it's important that they're stabilized and ideally result in bringing us a higher frequency or vibrational set point to give us the opportunity for a whole new dimensional experience here. So during this portal or window, we have the opportunity, this divine opportunity, to merge with our highest preferred timeline, with the most optimal timeline available to us. And that's why I felt it was so important to do this show today. It's the time for all of us to set some very clear creative intentions and come together as we are dissolving the old ways of being on the planet. We're being offered an invitation to clear out the old patterns and programming. We're purging the lower densities to allow for the higher frequencies to come through. And it is being evidenced all around us and in our personal lives. And with a lot of these health and body challenges that are going on with so many of us, there are a lot of unprocessed memories that are coming up for clearing. There's a purging of the lower shadow states. There's a release of stored trauma and imprints that are they're stored in the cellular matrix. So this is all being brought to the surface for clearing our karmic bodies and imprints. So we're recalibrated so that we're clear and we're open for selecting that highest timeline available. And so I want to say that if you're here listening to this call today, and there are many, many of you on this call, I want to warmly welcome you, because you are the star seeds and the forerunners and the way showers who are being called to be these pure conduits of divine love, creating new earth. You, us, we are truly the alchemists, my friends. It's so exciting. If you're drawn to a show like this, you are empathic. Likely, and you're sensitive beings, and you're experiencing some powerful upgrades and shifts right now as you clear and release and transmute and upgrade and transcend the old limitations. And this is for the purpose of awakening your multi-dimensional galactic selves and your divine essence. So with all of this going on inside us and around us, it is so purposeful that you are here. It matters so much. And I'll end this by saying that we can either be consumed by the apparent chaos internally and externally, or we can joyfully create new ways of being, alternative, upgraded ways of being to support the higher frequencies of light coming in. And I want to add, I'm feeling called to add, that if you're experiencing the health and body challenges I mentioned, what's happening is we're receiving these ancient key codes and we're upgrading our DNA. So our bodies require a higher frequency to attune to this upgraded source field of light. So there's nothing wrong that's occurring, okay? We are just being invited to let go of the old patterns and programming so that we are in the highest vibrational state and the highest capacity to be aligned with these high streams of energy that are coming to the planet. So anything that is not as in balance will collapse, and sometimes literally. So it's important to realize that we must give ourselves permission for these frequencies to rearrange within ourselves and our personal lives as well. So and it's also important that we plant seeds of creative energy right now to let go of those old ways that are no longer supporting the creation of new earth and allow them to fall away. Oh, it's exciting. You play such a pivotal role, by the way. Okay, let me tell you now about my beautiful co-creative partner for today's powerful call, and let you know what we have in store for you, and then we will move into the next portion of our sharing for today. Cynthia Cheris is an intuitive energy healer, helping others embody their sovereignty and light up their world. She brings forth living transmissions from the avatars, the masters, the cosmic beings, and the light of all creation. She is delighted to serve humanity, the earth, the stars, the galaxy, and the cosmos by birthing new realities of heaven on earth. Over the years, she's been in deep and profound communication with the ascended masters and avatars in the inner realms. She has become the voice of these avatars and to bring these divine beings alive within the hearts and bodies and minds and souls of each person that she is blessed to connect with, including all of you today. The great Babaji became her dearest guide, assisting her to bring his diamond body of light and truth to this world once again. Her most profound work has been to merge her awareness with his, allowing his essence to become with hers, one with hers. So as a beloved of hers, his light permeates all of her transmissions with the power of his immortal truth. Since becoming one with Babaji, over 77 avatars have gathered around Cynthia, sharing their collective voice with hers. Just recently, another remarkable upliftment has occurred in her life. She's finding herself merging further and further into the oneness of all creation. She is now becoming one voice that unifies the avatars, the masters, the earth, the stars, the cosmic energies, the galaxy, and the universes beyond. Her greatest passion is that we all rise together and sing a new birth song, a new song of creation, where we are one with the majesty and miracle of all that we're created to be. And just so you know, today on this call with Cynthia, you will receive live transmissions from the avatars, the angelic realms, the cosmic beings of light, the galactic and universal energies to activate the new crystalline light of our hearts and open the pathway of ascension that will allow you, us, we to emerge as the leaders of the new golden age of miracles. We're also going to travel through the golden corridor into the new heaven on earth to birth the fifth dimensional potential of all that we can be. And we're going to align with the highest divine timelines and together, hand in hand, step into the wonder of the dawn of a new beginning, at one with the power, glory, and majesty of our higher bodies of consciousness and the heart of all creation. So, it's time to play, my friends. Please join me in sending waves and waves of light and love and joy and appreciation to my sweet soul sister, Cynthia Cheris, as I welcome her to the show. Cynthia, welcome, beautiful.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, my goodness, what a beloved talk that was, an intro, and I felt the light spiraling as you were speaking. Wow.
Thank you. And I'm so grateful you're here, Cynthia.
Oh, I'm so grateful. We put this show together at very, very short notice, but we both felt so called by the divine beings of light and the great cosmic beings to create this beautiful, beautiful vortex of oneness.
Mm-hmm.
And unification as we all come together in our glory through this golden corridor and into the beginning of our fifth dimensional crystalline solar light bodies. So, wow. Welcome all.
Wow is right. What? We have a full house. Wow. People are ready for this show, Cynthia. And I'm so honored to share this space with you and provide this to everybody. Let's talk about the energy streaming down on Earth right now. I mean, today,
of course,
the day that the Earth aligns with the galactic center. Can you speak to the significance of this? And I really want to talk about this because that's why we're here. What can you share about that?
Well, first of all, this has been the year of the great initiations of light. It was called the year of the big reset. 2017 is the number one for new beginnings. And it truly is a grand, grand seeding of new circuitry to create the beloved heaven on earth through each one of us. I mean, we are literally today a part of something so thrilling and unfathomable that may never, ever happen again in the entire galaxy. So here we are. And yes, as we move into this moment, the galactic center is truly being awakened in each one of us. Each one of us arises from the galactic center before we came here. And to become one with this particle of energy, to become one with the heart of the galaxy, is extraordinary. And so these omnipotent photonic particles are just, from the great central sun, are just dazzling us and blazing us with downloads of galactic spirituality that's moving through the entire collective consciousness of humanity. This whole entire year, Saturn has been conjunct the galactic center, and that's what you were talking about, Carrie, mm-hmm. and it still is. And today, of all the days, it's moving into 0 degrees Capricorn. Capricorn is our authority, our power. So truly, all of creation is lifting us into a vortex of our omnipotence, our power, our glory, our majesty, and our sovereignty just today. And what this really, really is about for us is for all of us now in this moment through this call and through the solstice to emerge and truly to dare to be divine. Think about that moment. We are really being asked to really dare to be divine. And what does that mean? Well, because we are aligning with the galactic center, we're going to awaken further on in a meditation our galactic heart. And then in that beautiful galactic heart, we are all going to move through this golden corridor and become with one with the cosmic heart of God. So this moment is filled with potential. This moment
Absolutely.
Is filled with the divine, with the poignancy of our becoming our greatest truth. This is truly the moment we took birth for right now in these next, today in these next 2 days. And if you can think about this, I'm going to plant the seeds now, where we're going to go in our meditation to dare to be divine, or another way of saying that, to become heaven through your conscious body, mind, heart, and soul. We're going to align with your galactic self, and you are going to, and we are going to, together with all of this collective energy to lift all of us, we are going to claim the benediction of the source we hold. And not only that, we are going to ask for the embodiment of that source, the realization and the manifestation of the God Goddess, the atomic seeds of God consciousness that we are, to come into full fruition today and through this vortex. So we're going to be led in a beautiful way into the heart of our greatest, greatest divine manifestation in the form. So this galactic alignment, this where Saturn is right now, 0 degrees, still conjunct the galactic center at 26 degrees, Sag, I mean, conjunct that because it's only 4 degrees off, is such an extraordinary moment. And just as you said so eloquently, Carrie, what's so beautiful about this is that all of us were picked on purpose. Those of us on this call, all the light masters that we have been training with and communicating with and communing with in our communities over the last, let's say, 20 years, we are the ones that were called by Source that had the greatest probability in this experiment of coming through this great galactic emergence of being able to hold our centers through this great purging. And so we have all arrived. Every one of us was chosen on purpose. Every one of us has a cosmic signature that's awaking in its glory as we speak. And even as we're speaking now, the avatars are coming forward. And we're creating a great cosmic signature that also, as you said so beautifully, Carrie, is going in and literally going into the crystalline grid around the earth, lifting the earth up and all of humanity. So take a moment and honor who you are. Honor everything that has brought you to this moment, because it is us. We are the ones we've been waiting for. And even the angels right now, I'm feeling chills as the angelic celestial choirs are applauding us. Because we have shown up, and we are here. And the fifth dimension needs us to anchor it into reality. And you know what's so amazing about this great particle emergence? So again, it's all these omnipotent photonic particles from the great central sun that are really downloading into the collective consciousness of humanity. And what it's doing, it's dissolving all of the old three-dimensional matrix timelines of suffering and limitation and pain. But here's the piece that's so fascinating. Because we're emerging now, because you're right, it started on August 21st, and it's been carrying us through, and we're emerging. What is happening is this emergence is taking us into what's called the quantum zero still point.
Mm-hmm.
The quantum zero still point is an extraordinary moment in time where all possibilities, all realities are open to us. But think about quantum physics for a moment. Electrons exist in pure potential until they're observed. Okay? The minute we observe an electron, it collapses and it becomes manifest. So what we're going to do today as a group in this powerful meditation, and we are truly, as you mentioned, Carrie, we are doing this not only on behalf of ourselves, but this is a community call. This is a global call. This is actually a cosmic call. We are doing this for all humanity, for the evolution of our civilization as we emerge now into our galactic multidimensional selves. So here's what we're going to do, and if you can think of it like this, it's a beautiful way to see it. We're going to collapse a reality that we choose together, okay? And that is our highest divine timeline, our highest divine vision, our highest divine ideals. And we're going to collapse that so that that can become manifest together with all of us. We together are manifesting the end and the culmination of this great particle emergence. In other words, all of us together through our collective energies are manifesting the emergence of our being heaven on earth. So I am so extraordinarily grateful, profoundly moved, profoundly touched that we were called to do this call today, because it is us and all those that this call will reach and all the light masters on the planet that are pulling this together. And we in this propitious moment together are rising even now into this great vortex to complete. We're going to go outside of time in the next 2 days. We're going to complete this emergence where every one of us are embodied to the degree that our harmonic of our soul allows into the realization of our material form in our fifth dimensional being. Mm-hmm. And you know, what's so beautiful about all of us and all of the light masters and everyone, but this is all happening through the gateway of the Holy of Holies in our heart. It truly is. And as we've been going through this in the last 4 months, as you've said, you know, with the fires and the purgings and mm-hmm. within our personal lives and collective and all of us, the biggest thing that we can do is to surrender. It just hasn't been a time of taking action. It's mm-hmm. been a time of surrender to our great, to these greater divine forces, because we are moving into a new galactic age, into the new golden age. And when we're moving in that fifth dimensional age, what's so glorious about that is we are taking our service to the next level. That means the earth and beyond, the solar system, the galaxy, the universe, the multiverses, and even the omniverse and beyond. So what we're really, really doing, if we all can think of it in such an amazing way, we are entering the cosmic heart of God right now. And we're expanding our sacred geometry from the flower of life to the fruit of life and now to the tree of life. So that tree, as we do this in our meditation, the branches, we're going to connect to all the stars that are particular to our unique divine architecture through the nodal points of those great channels that arise within us. But we are not only entering the cosmic heart of God. I mean, dear beloved ones, we are becoming that heart. So mm-hmm. all of this is taking place in our hearts. So,
yes.
You know, it's an amazing moment. And the last piece before I turn it back to you, Carrie, is that we all know and we've heard what else is happening is the solar logos and the planetary logos have been releasing these new diamond light codes in our DNA. And they are truly the plasma of the cosmos, the plasma light, the liquid light, the milky light of the cosmos. So as we're doing this meditation, whether it's mentioned or not, just know that all of this plasmic light, the cosmic light, is being downloaded into the 12 strands, 12 interdimensional layers of our DNA, and that these new diamond light codes from this great particle emergence being released from the planetary logos, the great Sanat Kumara and the Lady Venus and all of the solar logos beings and avatars, these new diamond light codes are going to make it much easier for us to access what is called our monadic self. That's our Christ itself. That is our highest body of consciousness. And even higher is something called our logos, our logoic self. But that bridge between the stellar gateway and our monad, that bridge is called the Anta Karana bridge. And all these great energies are coming down to help us open that bridge. And in our meditation, we are going to blend our physical body with our galactic heart, with our monad, so that galactic heart becomes the mediator and shines in between the physical body and the monad, and we all become one. So our service, as it moves to the next level, here's the beautiful thing. As we shine our light, it not only affects just our personal experience now, but the experience of the entire galaxy and the universe. So every thought, every action has cosmic significance. And so in this cosmic regeneration of this particle emergence, what we're really doing is birthing our immortal bodies of light. So isn't it an amazing time? Oh, my goodness.
It is. Well, and it means so much. What we're doing is so significant and important, not just for here, for us here on Earth, but cosmically. And everything that you just shared was so beautiful and beautifully stated and clear. And so as we, you know, you've mentioned the meditation that we're going to be doing, and it feels really important that we move into that. Can you describe, I mean, these are living transmissions from the avatars. Can you describe who will be with us and, you know, what the intention is with the meditation overall?
Of course, of course. So living transmissions are encodements of energies that move beyond the surface level into the deepest aspects of our being. It's literally like streams of God consciousness. Living transmissions are great, great empowerments coming through from the divine into each and every one of us. We're going to be working with a great infinite light of the cosmos. And really feel now, as we begin to prepare for this, the crystalline nature of your being becoming to activate. The flow of the crystalline plasma that you are, because that's who we're becoming. I'm going to be calling in the overlighting deva of the great particle emergence, because the way we become heaven on earth and dare to be divine is that we align with that great vision. We claim the benediction of that source that we are, and we request the embodiment. So that's what we're going to be doing. And we want to do that in alignment with the great particle emergence, that deva. A deva is spelled D-E-V-A, and it's a higher order angelic being. I'm going to be calling in the spiritual hierarchy, the angelic kingdom, the solar system, the galactic and universal energies. But one energy in particular I'd love to share, and it's a beloved energy of mine, not mine, but that I love so much. It belongs to all of us. It's called the Mahatma energy. And Mahatma means great soul, as we probably all know. This energy came back to the planet on the great harmonic convergence, look at that, of 1987. And it involves the 12 rays of creation. And it's called the avatar of synthesis. And because for me and my role as relaying and becoming the voice of the avatars, it has a lot of significance. It really is a beautiful energy that arises from the depths of my heart and that I love sharing. This Mahatma energy contains the energy of the Christ and the Buddha and the goddesses, all of the goddesses. And it truly helps us. It Metatron and the Seraphina, who are the feminine angels on the throne of the God-Goddess, the Mother-Father-God. The Seraphina is very beautiful, and Metatron assist with this Mahatma energy in creating a link between us and the Godhead, the Goddesshead. So it feels like, and I never know what happens generally, but the first being that's going to come through is Metatron. We're going to be activating the golden mean within us, and that'll just come through. Babaji will activate our galactic heart, and we will be taken through the golden corridor into the great central sun and greeted by Helios and Vesta, the great mother father of our sun and the great central sun, and the Alpha and the Omega, who are the ascended twin flames of the Christ cosmic consciousness, who holds the balance of the feminine and masculine godhood in the great central sun. And then the avatars are going to come and balance our monad with the galactic heart and our physical bodies, and we're going to draw all the timelines in. And my feeling is the green Tara with the tree of life will activate the crown, and then the Sophia is going to connect us to the cosmic heart. Now, that's what I received. And now, I never know when I go into meditation. So that's a plan. And if not, and we go into an alternate reality, that's already occurred. So that's already happened. But I do believe that that will occur. And yeah. And then I think all of us are going to radiate from the cosmic heart to our beautiful, beloved Earth. So if that sounds okay,
that sounds beautiful.
We'll just go right in, my dear.
Okay, if it sounds beautiful, I'll let you go.
Okay. Okay, dear beloved ones, let's begin by just breathing through our hearts. Breathing in the wonder and the glory of you, the honor, the majesticness, the grandeur that you are, and the beauty that you are participating in this holy, holy, sacred event. Breathing through the heart. The air is becoming very, very sacred now, beginning to feel the winds of creation caressing your face, your body, your heart, your soul. Beginning to feel the quantum threads of the stars begin to shimmer and weave and weave as all of us now join our hearts one to another. Breathing through the heart. Breathing into the Holy of Holies in the higher heart chakra, the Hrit chakra, where the beloved Ark of the Covenant resides within your very, very being. Feeling the love feeling the rays of all creation, that glorious Mahatma energy, now beginning to descend upon us and within us and through us, feeling the great cosmic light of all creation, and the heavens open the veils upon us, for truly the veils between us and the heavens are wide open because we have called this forth. Our creation, our desire, our hearts have called this sacred, holy moment into existence. Breathing in the light of the stars, beloved ones, breathing in the holiness that is becoming more and more prevalent around us. Feeling the space now around your heart as we gather one and all in this propitious moment to make our claim upon all history upon this planet. Feel the witnessing as the angelic realms are coming forth, witnessing this in the Akashic records for all time and eternity. Feel the glorious beings of light, the spiritual hierarchy, the 12 rays of creation, all the goddesses, the Holy Mother, the Sophia, as these winds of creation are caressing us and the threads are weaving and weaving and weaving us into one body, resurrected into the light of our glory, into the light of our fifth dimension. That self that is so beloved, that is a part of us now. Feel the beauty, the graciousness, the grace, as the beautiful silver ray and golden ray of creation come down now to balance the feminine and masculine polarities within us so that we can arrive to the Alpha and the Omega, the glorious twin flames of this galactic moment that we are called to embody. Breathing through your hearts, allowing the gateway to the divine to open. Feeling the beloved avatars now, Babaji, the great Maha Avatar, the immortal being of light, Lord Metatron, the one that carries the light of this universe, the great Sanat Kumara, the planetary logos, and his twin flame, Lady Venus. All of creation, dear ones, are coming and surrounding us, the 77 that are coming forth to pronounce upon all of us our divine heritage and the gift of our emergence as the true fifth dimensional beings that we are. All of the beloved ones are here. And feel the great Archangel Metatron now, as he is gifting you with the gift of your golden mean in every cell to now harmonize. The golden mean is the divine proportion of all God's creation. And that golden mean, that golden spiral, that golden light is asking now to be restored into its full divine perfection. And he is gifting us around our Merkabas with a beautiful, glorious five-pointed star. The five-pointed star is the star of Venus, the star of the divine feminine Christ. And whether we are male or female, this is the time of the arising of the feminine to balance with the masculine. He is gifting you, beloved ones, as he comes forward and places his right hand upon your heart, that this five-pointed star is now birthing in you, that carries the perfection, the beauty, and the wisdom of all humanity. That is the pentagram, and that is its symbolic nature. So the first gift we are receiving is a glorious embodiment around our beings, around our Merkabas, of this beautiful, glorious star of our divine perfection. And as that surrounds you, feel now the great particles streaming from our galactic heart and awakening that golden mean, that golden perfection in every cell of your being. All your cells now are moving into their divine perfection. All aspects of your being are remembering the glorious, harmonic, divine beauty and perfection you are. And this star that we are creating in each one of us and all around us is now being placed in the center of our beautiful, beloved Mother Earth, so that all upon us can remember our divine perfection, our divine glory, our divine truth. So feel the changes as this is recalibrating and weaving the great star lines, the great light of your immortal body of light into perfection. Really take this moment now to claim from every cell of your body, from every atom, electron, particle, every aspect of your being. It is time now, beloved ones, to rise into the fullness of your divine perfection. And that star is taking effect as we speak. I'm seeing all of your cells opening, becoming perfected, remembering your truth, what you took birth for, your divine heritage. Feeling that glory now. Feeling that glory. And as we feel that glory, the great beloved Babaji, the immortal one that carries the diamond light that exists even prior to the origin of light as we know it, this great Maha Avatar is approaching now. And beloved ones, he too is touching your heart, for the heart is truly the gateway of our divine perfection. And as he comes forth, as he touches your heart, he is opening the pathway, the sacred pathway, into your Holy of Holies. And he and all the avatars and the angelic realm now, beloved ones, is activating your own galactic heart. This is the heart that you have dreamed of. And as he's touching this beautiful, beautiful place in your heart, the veils are opening. His presence and all of the goddesses and all of the avatars are coming through now. And they are all kneeling before the sacred altar of your heart. Every one of them are kneeling before you, as we all witness in incredible splendor the birthing together of our galactic heart. This galactic heart knows no bounds. It goes out into eternity. And we are dissolving the veils, as the inner sun, the great central sun within us, remembers its promise to shine. As the light of this great inner sun is shining beyond our comprehension, and all of the glories of the universe are ecstatic as every one of us spontaneously now, synchronistically, are awakening our galactic hearts. And the light that we are creating right now is reverberating through all the heavens, through all creation. And the glory and the wonder and the celebration of the angels is extraordinary. We, beloved ones, have awakened our galactic heart. And now all of us together are being carried in a great chariot of fire with Babaji. There's room for us all, and we are all traveling now, traveling into the light of the great central sun as our galactic hearts now become one with the galactic heart of our universe. And there before us are the beautiful Helios and Vesta. And as each one of us are dismantling from this great chariot of fire, we are being welcomed one at a time into the center of our great galactic sun, our great galactic core. And each one of us is receiving a precious diamond as we are granted permission to enter. And this diamond, beloved ones, is being placed upon our third eyes so that we can know and remember and see with the vision of all creation the glory of ourselves and all those around us. Receive the diamond that Helios, Vesta, and Babaji are greeting you with. And know that this diamond is strong, powerful, clear, transparent, and awakening all of those attributes within you, within the third eye, within the thousand-petaled lotus, within the Holy of Holies, and the golden spiral, the golden thigh within your skull. That too is being awakened. That too is being honored. And you find a beautiful, comfortable place in this beautiful inner core of our galactic sun. And now before you, the beloved Alpha and the Omega, the ascended twin flames, greet each one of you. And as they gaze into your eyes, both aspects of your being, the male, the female, the beloved oneness of all that you are being activated by their light. Streams of glory are emerging from their eyes as you remember and acknowledge and claim the source that you are. Feeling the momentousness of this moment as you are crowned victorious with these great, great beings. As all parts of you are coming into order, into balance, and crystalline streams are emerging from your heart. As your galactic heart now becomes one with the galactic heart of all creation. And now feel, beloved ones, as we move beyond the galactic sun, feel the avatars, as each one of you has a personal avatar that's coming forward for you. Feel these avatars now gaze at you and elevate your frequency even further as we together are entering the cosmic heart of God. And we are being carried one at a time, one at a time, into the great cosmic heart. And we all are in awe and wonder at this moment as we remember the cosmic heart that we are, that we have emerged through the great central sun, through this great corridor into the cosmic heart within the entire cosmos. And our thoughts now, our body is being recalibrated. Our immortal body of light is harmonizing with our cosmic origins. And the celestial choirs are singing our praises. And in this moment, beloved ones, you are being gifted with a profound unification so that your physical body and your monad, the highest body of consciousness that you are merging within your galactic heart and within the cosmic heart of God. All angels are bowing down as glorious miracles are occurring right now, as your avatar is drawing all timelines from all time-space continuums into harmony and unification in this glorious moment. In this glorious cosmic heart of God, you feel yourself as you have never witnessed yourself before. And the great, great goddesses in green Tara are coming forward now. And as she comes forward, she is touching your heart. And rivers of light are emerging from her cosmic heart. And we are being activated now. The great channels within us, the sacred channels that carry our divine architecture, the tree of life is blossoming within us. And as this tree of life opens, there's great, great, great branching, unique to you. Every single star that is a part of your destiny is now coming forward in this great cosmic heart. And see the branches of the tree of life as it extends just for you, calling forth all the portals of the stars, your brothers and sisters, that are unique to your divine inheritance. Those branches are growing and growing and growing, and we're all reaching together into the stars from the heart of the cosmos, and we are connecting to every star, every galactic being from the cosmic heart, every cosmic being into our universe now and into the multiverse. Let the portals open as all the portals from the stars that are within you, just as the great central sun is within you, are now opening, now becoming aware of the great starlight that you are. And the tree of life is blossoming and growing. And we look in wonder at all of our branches as they begin to connect to the stars and to one another. and we have this great halo as our crown chakras are intersecting and connecting with all the stars of creation. And this great halo is surrounding us and befalling us and coming through us and becoming us as we are becoming a great temple of the stars, a great halo of the cosmic stars. And in this beautiful moment, as we see the cosmic beauty that we are connected forever now. These pathways are open for all time and eternity. We have opened the veil. We have called forth this great emergence. And right now, as we have activated the divine harmonic within us, we have activated our own galactic heart. We have activated and entered into the cosmic heart of God, Goddess, I Am. We have opened the tree of life within us. We have connected to all the stars in creation. In this moment, feel the glory of this accomplishment. Feel the glory of who and what you are. And know that the veils have opened. And we have traveled now through this great corridor. And we are being invited in this moment as our trees of life are joining one to another in this great cosmic halo of the stars. We are invited now back into the great chariot of fire from our beloved Babaji. As we are crowned with the stars of all the heavens, as we are embodied through the cosmic heart, the galactic heart that we are. And we're moving back through the cosmos and the stars, once again through our great, beloved, great central sun, and into the environment around the earth. And now, with the orchestra of the stars, the heavens, the cosmos, and beyond, we are emanating this light as we are surrounding the atmosphere of the earth. We are emanating this light into the core of the earth so that all humanity can receive our radiant cosmic signatures of glory and light and truth. And we can assist all humanity to do the same. So feel the light as we are emanating our crystalline light now, our crystalline hearts, to this crystalline grid around our Mother Earth. And we are planting the seeds of her greatness and this cosmic moment into time so that in 2 days from now, as we have traveled through that corridor, all can rise in their glory. Feel the beauty of you as the avatars now take one last bow, as the crown of heaven is indelibly imprinted within you. As the galactic and the cosmic hearts of God are awakened forever within you, feel their applause. Feel the joy and the celebration of this moment that we truly have lifted all humanity now and the earth herself into the light of their highest divine glory. Feel the beauty, the love, the gratitude of this moment, now and forevermore. And Babaji now is blessing and sealing this blessing so that it is available in all galaxies, all universes, the cosmos and beyond, for all of us that wish to receive this light. And this has been recorded. This has been witnessed. And we are now one with the glory of the universe, with the glory of the cosmos, with the glory of the solar system, with the glory of Earth, and with the glory of humanity. And begin to feel now that beautiful five-pointed star of divine proportion, divine light, the golden mean that has been fulfilled as we come back to this moment in this particular time. Feel the light emanating from your heart. Feel the love of all of spirit. Feel the wonder of who you are and how you serve the great particle emergence by becoming, aligning, embodying, realizing your fifth dimensional self in form now, in this moment, for all time and eternity. Thank you, dear beloved ones. Thank you.
Cynthia, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
What a blessing. What a gift for all of us to participate in that. What a blessing. Wow.
Do you feel the strands around us right now? They're scintillating. They're shimmering.
Yes. I had tears in my eyes in many moments of that transmission because it just felt so significant. It felt like such a gift and a blessing that we're all here to participate in that together. I am feeling called to take a few calls in a bit, in just a minute. As people are coming back from the meditation, though, when we do take a couple calls, I would like to stay very focused upon the meditation, what's been shared today, as well as the particle emergence, the solstice. I want to keep it very centered in this frequency, if that makes sense to all of you. Cynthia, is that all right with you?
Absolutely.
Okay. And we've had so many hands up. I didn't even have to ask for it at the beginning of the call. I'd say half the people on the line have their hands up. But I will say, if you want to be considered for this, press *2 on your phone to raise your hand. And as people are coming back, Cynthia, from the meditation and perhaps deciding what they may want to bring forth, if we call upon them, I want to let them know and that you have created some beautiful meditations for people to utilize during this time after we finish and complete this show today. I feel like it's so important, Cynthia, for a lot of us, is this powerful time to do a lot of reflection and centering and meditating. And you've created for this community some wonderful meditations. As people are coming back, can you describe what that is, and then we'll take a few calls.
First of all, the meditations,
yes,
they're extraordinarily deep. They're like,
yes,
what we just did. Mm-hmm. They're an hour to an hour and 15 minutes each. And four of them were related to the Temple of the Sun, and the last two as well, from mm-hmm. other shows. Every one of these meditations are there to expand upon and take you through and into this great particle emergence. So there's many, many glorifications, many gifts, many openings. They're probably the most profound work I've ever done. And you can read about each one on Carrie's site. And I just wanted to offer them because here's the amazing thing. Even though we're in this very, very auspicious moment right now, time is circular. And we can go back. So there's over 9 or 10 hours on those meditations, just like this one. We can go back over and over again and add more and more to this moment right now. And we can circle back. These were done August, September, I think November. And they all will add upon this experience right now. They're all for our glorification and our emergence into our full crystalline, you know, fifth dimensional self. So they're filled with beauty. They're filled with magic. They're filled with encodements. They all contain living transmissions. Babaji and all the beloveds are there, the Sophia, the great mother of the universe. So they all take in different aspects of our preparation in coming into this profound moment. But some of us are going to be going through this moment 6 months, 2 years, 3 years into time. So as all of us add more and more, which these meditations help us to do, we're adding more and more to collective humanity. We're adding to the etheric body of the consciousness of the collective humanity. So everything we do will gift more and more and allow this moment to be more full. So they're all there, and I just bless all of us for being willing to stand up. They're really to teach you to dare to be divine. That's what they're doing, and just like this. And I'm just so grateful for all of us, Carrie, that are here, that care, that are standing in our truth, that are standing in our power, that are claiming the blessings, the power, the omnipotence, the truth that we are. And knowing that even if we don't teach, even if we don't lead, even if we don't, whatever we do, it does not matter what we do. I tell that to people over and over. Mm-hmm. It matters what we be and how we are emanating. So remember, everybody on this call, collectively, as we all did that for the earth, and I have chills and I have tears, it's our beingness that is making the difference. And it's our what we vibrate as, what we emanate as, you know. One of the things I've shared before, but I'd love to share it again, is that every day I would really suggest, because we're in this powerful, holy, holy point in the never before unprecedented timeline of all humanity, I would surrender every day. I would just say, okay, I surrender and align to my highest divine self, to my, you know, to the spiritual hierarchy, to the earth, to the galactic hierarchy, to the cosmic hierarchy, to the universal hierarchy, to the omniverse and beyond. How can I serve as a conduit for these great energies? I surrender to the great power of these energies. How can I be a conduit to bring these to this planet Earth? And that doesn't mean doing anything. That means opening, allowing, receiving, and embodying. Our greatest, greatest opportunity right now is to not only align to, but to claim and to be. This is our time to become this fifth dimensional self. Even right now, as we speak, I'm literally seeing the veils lifting. Anything you've ever wanted, anything that your heart has desired, call it in now. Collapse that particular potential into manifestation. We are at the quantum zero still point. We can collapse any reality we want. And that just means it's the quantum event when we've either observed or called forth or magnetized or chosen. We are collapsing from an infinite amount of potentials. But right now, what we all did together is collapse the full heavenly body of ourselves on Earth. And that's why the whole universe is going, woo, right now. I mean, I just got chills. That's what we just collapsed together. But you can collapse anything. And just remember, it's about being and surrendering and allowing and opening. That's all we have to do now. And playing and being lighter.
All of that is so important. I'm glad you shared that, because it isn't about action or achievement. This is about allowance and embodiment.
No.
And I really hope that people, it's such a gift that all the people who have joined us today are here. And I would encourage them to take more time after this show today and this week to really reflect and meditate, and if the meditations that Cynthia has created for us, if you're called to do those, I would highly encourage it. And what a gift it is, Cynthia, for all of us. It feels pretty profound.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you, Carrie, for calling this together, for calling me up at such a short notice, and for listening to Spirit and your beautiful words. I almost cried in the beginning. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart that you're giving people like myself a platform to serve and to share our wisdom. And thank you for being you and for this beautiful show you have and your dedication. You know, thank you. I mean that. And thank all of you in the audience for taking the time out in this busy holiday season for us to be doing what really matters. So when we get onto the other side of the veil, this is what we're applauded for. And I have chills. This is what is advancing us through countless universes, because we are ceaseless creators, and what we're creating is the evolution of all humanity. I mean, there's no greater thing that we could be doing, and I just feel so blessed to be in a community where we all feel that we are truly doing. There's no greater thing, no greater thing than to be doing what we're all doing. So thank you, everybody, for supporting this work. Thank you, everyone.
Absolutely.
And holding this light.
You're so right. There's nothing greater we could be doing right now. And I know that during the time of the holidays, it can be stressful and chaotic outside and running around, and people are, you know, there's so many distractions. So for those of you who are called to be here today, wow, you are so significant. You are so important, and this means so much. So I would love to take a few calls before we close for today. Thank all of you for raising your hands. I will not be able to get to everyone clearly, but for those of you that I call upon, please let us know your name. And I ask that you please provide a comment or a question that is in direct relation to what we've been discussing today, and keep it broad enough to where it will support the entire community, and we'll stay away from the personal kind of readings or things like that today. So thank you in advance for that. Okay, I'm going to first caller, is your first three numbers, your area code 812.
Hello.
Hi, you're live with
us. Hi there.
Hi.
Wow.
Hello.
This is Cindy.
Hi.
Also Cynthia.
Yes. Oh,
hi, Cindy.
Hi.
That was my childhood name. I love it, Cindy.
I've often thought of going back to Cynthia, but I just haven't done that yet.
Well, welcome to the call, Cindy.
Thank you. It's been such a beautiful call. But my question is, I imagine there are others that feel this way, but I have this feeling like, you know, I listen to these calls and I get really frantic that maybe I'll miss something, and having a really hard time trusting that I'll be guided to the right information, and that things will unfold and that I'll be ready, you know, for whatever I'm here for. You know, I just don't want to miss anything, but I don't like feeling frantic about it. Does that make sense?
That makes so much sense. That makes so much sense. First of all, just know you've not missed anything. You've just participated in something quite profound. And you know, I know so many of us feel that way, and I have felt that way in the past. And I some of you have heard me mention a beautiful book that I love called The Way of Mastery, a channeled book that was actually written in the 90s by someone who was channeling Yeshua ben Joseph, the Christ. And it's a tad bit old-fashioned, but it's just extraordinary. One of the things I love in that book, and it's such a profound idea, is that we do not have to seek any longer. It's only a decision, Cindy, for us to say, I am not missing anything. I don't need to move forward. In a sense, I am not seeking any longer, but rather I am found. I am enough right now, and I don't need to seek for anything more. I don't need to find the quote-unquote right information. I need to know that the universe and all answers are inside of me. And once I stop seeking and know that I am found, then all things will be revealed unto me. And that just means going into your own heart and knowing that you are a profound aspect of the Godhood, the Goddess. You are a holographic aspect of all creation. You can't possibly miss anything, truly, because you're one with everything. And if you can get that peace, which took me a long time, so I understand this one profoundly. I used to always be searching, moving forward, going to the next thing, until one day I finally just said, okay, I'm enough as it is. I'm enough. And I am going to decree and declare that I am found. The kingdom of God, Goddess, is within me. I need not move anywhere else. It's all within me. And the fact that you're on this call and with these high vibrational people, Cindy, means, by the way, you're way ahead of the game. You're way ahead of the curve. So it's the opposite, for goodness sakes. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you're so far ahead of the curve. Yeah. So trust me. Trust me. You are exactly where you need to be. You don't need to go anywhere. You don't need to find anything. You don't need to change yourself. You don't need to fix yourself. You need to remember who you are and receive the beauty that you are, and to know that you're exactly in the right place at the right time. And that's the other thing. Once we have decided to awaken, every single event, we are master creators. We may not be creating consciously, but we're creating through our souls. Every single event, person, place, thing that shows up in our life, once you have awakened, and I'm sure you've awakened quite a while, or you wouldn't be on this call, everything comes to complete us. Everything comes perfectly. There are no mistakes, no accidents, no anything. And so if you can look at every single moment in your life, this is my creation. You've come to complete me. What can I learn from you? You will have the rest of the teaching you ever need for the rest of your life, and you won't ever have to search any more information. Just stay with what's in front of you and say, how can I surrender to this? How can I find my truth? And my angels, help me trust and know that I am enough. I don't need to search. I am found, and all of creation is within me. Does that help?
Yeah, that is such a relief. I just got everything, and we just go, ah.
I am bowing down to you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Cindy,
thank you
so
for
much
asking
love
that.
To you. Yes. We are celebrating you, Cindy, and every single person on this call. Absolutely.
Oh, so. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye, Cindy. Blessings
to you. Bye-bye.
Thank
you. You too.
Wow, everyone needs to know how profoundly significant they are for being here. They wouldn't be on this call, Cynthia, if
I know.
They're being
bless our hearts.
Yeah. Well, and it's so important to, and I've had to learn this too. It's not about achieving. It's about allowing.
Right.
And I love what you said, you know, I am found. Profoundly
yes.
beautiful.
Yep.
Yes.
It was my favorite line, because we're all of us, I think, are seekers. We're seekers of the light. We're seekers
yes.
of enlightenment. But we can stop seeking now. That's what this great particle emergence is all about. We are emerging as the beloved we are. We don't need to seek anything else anymore. We are it. We just need
yes.
to go deeper and deeper inside now, inside, and discover the universes within universes that reside within ourselves, the stars that reside within ourselves, the great galactic heart that resides within ourselves. Go play inside and feel the depths, the infiniteness, the vastness, the holiness of you. We don't need to seek. We are all found. I can say it with absolute, unequivocal light for all of us. We are found. We are it. We are that one. We are all of creation. We
yeah.
are all of it.
Mm-hmm. And we can't get it wrong, guys. You're not doing it wrong.
Right.
So,
right.
You are so magnificently beautiful for being here. Okay, so I'm going to go to another magnificently beautiful being that we are celebrating on this call. Let me go to your first three numbers are 541.
Hey, are you talking to me?
I am talking to you.
Welcome.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Now, this is going to, I had what just called in about the personal question, but he didn't want to do that, so. I don't know if you can just expand more on the solstice.
Okay.
Of course. The solstice is the moment when the light is symbolically rebirthed upon the planet. And so think of the symbology of that. Usually, you know, it's symbolic at the time of the Christ. And the Christ, by the way, is not just Christianity. We all know that. It is the symbolic representation of our resurrected selves. There really is no religion around the Christ. It's the Christ is just pure love. Whether we're Buddhist, any, it doesn't matter what we are, it's just pure love. But think about the solstice. It is the time of the reemergence symbolically of the light back onto the planet. So the fact that this great particle emergence is culminating on the solstice is quite extraordinary. It is truly the birthing of the seed of God consciousness and light that we are. It is truly the birthing of our fifth dimensional selves, because we have gone through so many gateways. There was the 12/21/2012. And, of course, that was the great alignment, the great galactic alignment, when our Earth was in exact alignment with the great central sun. Once in 26,000 years, that was the end of a precessional epoch. Okay, so we passed that, and that's when the balance of divine love started expanding on the Earth. And then, according to the Hopi Indians and some of the Mayans, the next 3 years were very critical to our planet. And so September 27th, 2015 was the Great Wave X. And that was the first ascension wave, because collectively we as a whole spiritually made it through the 12/21 gateway of the galactic alignment and moved into a higher vibration. So that's when Matt Kahn was talking about that great wave of ascension. Okay, and then after that, 2016, we were, you know, kind of purifying, just like we are now, But then the year 2017 came, the year of the big reset. It's a number one year of new beginnings, okay? So we traveled through another corridor of time, really another plane of dimension, of accelerating our cosmic light. Okay, so then we had one of the greatest Easters ever before recorded in terms of spiritual light and measurement, and on through each of these great significant moments up into the August 21st eclipse, which started this convergence of all the timelines of our highest divine potential, the grand seeding of the heaven on earth for earth herself, which is quite extraordinary because according to some people, there are many other planets going through this, but not necessarily the planet itself. That's what makes Earth so unique. That's why all the avatars, all eyes are upon us, because this is the ending of the greatest human free will experiment ever known. We literally pulled the reins back as far away from separation as we could that's ever been recorded in any other galaxy. And then the arrow shooting now fast through into this great emergence, which is culminating on the solstice. So the solstice just really means a rebirthing of light. But we're adding the culmination of this entire four-month photonic energy download into all of our DNA, into the plasma within us, into our hearts. So it's quite an extraordinary moment. And the fact that everything is culminating there means we're going to be going through another vortex. And what I really wanted to say is how this looks after we get past the 21st here, which we've prepared for and opened and literally become together as a group. How we get, what happens after that truly is up to us because we're in a quantum zero still point. So it's up to us to collapse the potentials that we want to manifest. So we're going to be creating the new heaven on earth. We are. And that birthing happens on the solstice. Did that help? Did that answer your question?
Well, thank you.
Thank you for
that. You are so welcome.
Wow. Blessings to you. Thank you for that beautiful question because that really served the whole community so much. So thank you again for calling in. Okay. Gosh, I think I'm feeling, Cynthia, that that's a good question to wrap it up on because it provided a lot.
I do too. Yeah.
I think that wraps things up for us. This has been such a profoundly significant call, and I think that's been the word of the day is profound, right? I think we've both used it a profound number of times. but it's true, and what a gift you are for agreeing to hold this space and carry out this show with me today. And a huge thank you to you and to everyone who's joined us, because as we said, we celebrate you so much. What we have done together today is profound.
Birth a new world.
Someone give me another
word.
What did you say earlier? It was something about divine, dare to be divine. You know, I feel every single one of us who participated today and who will, as they listen to the replay of this, is daring to be divine. And what greater gift than that? My goodness. I also want to mention to those of you who are listening, if there are people that you feel would benefit from the experience that we had here today, please, share news of this show and listen to the meditation that was shared today by Cynthia again and again. I know that I certainly will. So, Cynthia, I'm going to allow you. Are there any final words that you'd like to share with the community before we say goodbye?
I just want to say thank you, beloved one, you, and thank you all. Every one of you, I am honored to serve. I am honored to be in your company. I am honored to be a part of you and with you. I am glad we came to the earth together. I am glad that we are walking through this powerful vortex together. I'm glad that we're finding each other. Just as we are found, we're finding each other. And I know that all of us together are building this new heaven on earth. And so I'm humbled and grateful and am so, so knowing in my heart that what a grand heaven on earth we are going to create. Wow. Mm-hmm. It's in our hands, and it is a blessing, and all the avatars bless each and every one of you. And if you have said so many times, Carrie, it's you that's doing this. We celebrate you. And celebrate yourself and know that you're divine and dare to be divine. And with that, I just say namaste, everyone. Blessings abounding, abounding, abounding. I love you all. Thank you.
Cynthia, thank you. We are found. I'm going to be repeating that throughout this week. I am found. We are found. And
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Cynthia, and to everyone who's been with us. I'm so honored. So grateful to have spent this precious time and space with all of you. I hope that the information, the energy, the transmissions have sparked another layer and level of graceful remembrance and activation and awakening and awareness within you, because inner illumination is what this is all about. Thank you for opening your hearts and being willing to expand with us today. It is always a privilege to walk beside you and that sound today on this miraculous journey. I apologize for that, you guys. Remember that this is a time to truly nurture yourself, relax, and reflect on what you wish to birth into being in this new cycle. So give yourself that gift this week. It's also time to birth into being your Christ consciousness and claim your role as the savior of your own life and existence. And I'm so grateful for you. Reflect upon where you've been, where you want to go. Honor yourself and just honor the amazing being that you are for being here. And I want to say I've realized the importance at this time in birthing into being the childlike innocence of who we are, the purity, the playfulness, the innocence, the joy, the grace of the child of light that you are, that we are, that we all are. So please give yourself that gift. And as always, I'm sending waves and waves of love and light and gratitude directly from my heart to yours. In this moment, may you feel it, receive it, and offer it to everyone that you encounter today or tonight, wherever you are in the world. Between now and our next show, give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing glow of yours. I look forward to connecting with all of you again in this playground of light very soon, guys. Bye-bye. All my love to you.
I think I finally found my hallelujah. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Now all my dreams are coming true. About now. Ooh, good, 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 good.